T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose 3 callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Well, let's get busy. I can see Joel and Seth and Mark, Angela, Amanda, and Tammy, so we are full. We are ready to play. Joel, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Morning, Johnny. I'm 33, single. I got a couple fake porn star pocket things.
Fake porn star pocket things. So it looks like the porn star's genitals.
Exactly.
Now, do they actually look different? When you line them up, if you were to look at them, do they look different and do they experience differently?
They do not experience differently, but they do look different.
And is that, do you watch it? Because I got to tell you, I feel like I'd close my eyes and try to pretend I wasn't doing what I was doing.
No, I definitely turn on the porn and watch the porn star.
You know, look down and think, this disembodied vagina is so hot.
Yeah.
I know. We all masturbate. I'm just telling you, this is always my problem with these things. Like, I'm afraid that if you did it too much, then that would become the norm. Then you're like, I have to cut one out of a girl. That's the only way I can be happy. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, that's kind of things worry me with people. All right, Joel, you're going to play. Hold on. Seth is going to play, too. Seth, welcome to the show. Seth.
Hello.
Hey, Seth. What's up? What's your story?
Seth, 25. I'm single, but I've got friends with benefits kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've got a C-ring, I've got a C-sheath, handcuffs, and some rope.
So you've got one of those penis extender things?
It's kind of like that. It's open-ended, so the head goes through, but it adds the girth to it.
And, wow, for 25, you're pretty advanced.
Trying to be.
Did you have a super weird girlfriend you got all this business with?
No, I had a very uptight girlfriend, and now I've got a super weird kind of girlfriend.
Right? And should she tell you, hey, get one of these things to fatten up your buddy?
No, I just brought it to the table one night.
And her reaction?
A very good thing.
She wasn't like, thank God, that thing was killing me with a string bean.
Well, she might have been, but she didn't tell me.
Hey, listen, man, whatever makes you happy in those moments, I am 100% down for it. You know what
exactly.
I mean? All right, listen, you sound pretty healthy and in together. Are you going to get a girlfriend, or you want to play the game open and on the field for a while?
Well, I've been playing it on the field for about 5 or 6 months, and the one I've got now is kind of getting fairly serious. But
that's because it's weird sex, right?
Yes.
Is she crazy?
Oh, yeah. Not really like crazy crazy, but crazy in bed.
Let me tell you, my friend. Crazy in bed, crazy in the head. You got to find the middle ground on that. You cannot go with the one you think you should go with that's super crazy and will do anything and then threatens to kill your cat, your mom, and burn your car up. You got to find the middle of the road.
She is going through a divorce right now. So.
Oh, my. You're so getting murdered in your sleep, dude.
Probably.
What are you doing?
I'll probably wake up the hands on my throat or something.
Oh, that's the best you can hope for. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Listen, I'm not kidding. I had a super hot, crazy girl one time climb up on my chest completely naked, put two fingers like Charlie's Angel style under my chin, and tell me, if this was a gun, I could kill you.
Yeah, I'd better watch out for that.
And if you think I didn't flip her over and go ahead and go for round two, you're sorely mistaken, because I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot, too, when you think with your other head.
That's right. All right, Joel, Seth, you're both going to play. I got to get Mark on. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Johnny? I'm 47. I have a unicorn for a girlfriend. Have a whole bunch of sleeves, and she has a whole bunch of toys. We use whips. We like to she really likes to have her behind taken care of, so I take care of it.
You hit her with, is it a whip or a paddle? I thought people use paddles.
Both. You name it, we got it, my friend.
How hard do you hit her?
Pretty hard.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, oh, I got myself a girl who's crazy is just good enough.
Well, yeah, no, I'm all dead. Now, were you down with being, which part is this? I'm submissive.
I'm a dom.
You're dominant? Okay, so have you always been a dominant guy?
No, I was an abused child. I was.
Oh,
yeah.
Now we're going to do this, are we? Okay. Right. Let me put on a different set of headphones here. Okay. Yeah, tell me what happened to you as a baby.
No. I don't want to tell you all what happened, but I'm just saying, as an abused kid, being a dom was something that I dreamt of because I was always
getting your ass kicked.
Yep, I was always getting my ass kicked. Yep.
And so you want to, but listen, you at some point, whoever was kicking your ass, I don't know if it's your mom or your dad. That it's going to be like the Adam Sandler movie where he pictures the bad people's head and he tackles them like crazy.
Waterboy.
Yeah, it's going to be like Waterboy. Listen, you got to seriously get past this part.
Oh, man.
Because one day you're going to be like, she's dead now.
No, man, like I said, I have a unicorn for a girl.
Yeah.
I don't have to go a day without sex. I don't have to.
No, that's awesome.
Worry about whether or not that's going to be a thing. It's good.
No,
she has just enough daddy issues and for me to take care of what needs to be taken care of when it needs to be taken care of.
Isn't it nice when someone who didn't get spanked enough meets someone who got spanked too much?
Exactly.
It's like a goddamn Disney movie over here. All right. Hey, everyone shut up except the dude talking, Mark. Here's pricks in the background. Tell them to shut their keg holes. Hey, tell those chuckleheads in the background to shh or go to work or do something else. All right. Mark, Seth, Joel, all three of you are going to play. Now you need to listen up.
For the fellas.
All right, I'm up for bid today is the crystal better than the real thing, real skin coochie from Nastoys.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
All right, it says right on the box it's better than the real thing.
Ain't nothing like the
Now, wait just a goddamn minute. I have described many rubber coochies in my career. And when a purveyor of fine rubber toys like Nastoys says it's better than real, then by God, you better believe it's real.
It's all real.
I knew it.
As a matter of fact, I don't think I want to live in a country where people are running around all willy-nilly questioning the realism of a rubber vagina. Made right here in the U.S. of A. by a great American company like Nastoys. Next thing you know, Joe Biden's going to come along and try and take our rubber vaginas.
From my cold, dead hands.
I guess if he died while masturbating, they might have to do that. Because, you know, that would look bad at the open casket funeral.
He died doing what he loved.
And what was that?
Take a look.
Oh, God.
Mom told me I'd go blind doing that, not die.
My digress. It features a 5-inch tunnel. A textured modular shaft for increased sensation. And is made of totally new Love Clone RX molecular skin technology. It's the crystal better than real skin coochie from Nastoys. And it's gonna be yours if the price is right.
I feel a class action lawsuit coming on here. Better than real. I feel like that's one of those claims you go, listen, we're going to court. Now you got to pay everybody who was part of it. Well, it's already sealed in the bags. So there's no chance I can check to see if it's better than real. Hold on, let me hear. What? No larynx. maybe right. What would you pay for such an item, Joel?
Did I hear it spin?
No, not unless you'd spin it. It is completely without movement unless you move it. It is better than real skin vagina. It is a extendable ribbed tunnel.
Bid
$89.99. $89. Joel, $99. And then we got Seth, 25 years old, been playing the field, got a super weird girlfriend.
$49.99.
And then we have Mark. Stop hitting me, Dad. What would you pay for such an item?
Pretty good money, but I'm going to say $40.
$40. And the actual suggested retail price is
$29.99.
Oh, you took this thing out and you beat it with an inch of its life, Mark.
You know I will.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
you do terrible things.
Definitely you drive that thing to you, so I can guarantee it.
Drive your car over it. Put a hammer in it. Do whatever you want.
You bet.
I don't know where the hammer thing came from. I just you know. Just trying to think of mean things you would do to a small inanimate object. Like,
it's good to see you.
Throw it down the street. You know,
two broken people
down the road.
Leave it outside in the rain. I don't know, but Mark, it's all yours. All right.
I can't wait.
All right, stay right there. You hold on a second, Seth, Joel. Let's see. What can I do for you? You want to go see professional face punchers, or would you like to go to Exile Trail of Terrors?
Exile.
Did you both say exiled?
Yes.
All right, good. That's what we're going to do. All right, stay right there. Joel, you're in. Seth, you're in. Exiled. Mark, you, my friend, come down to pick up Crystal, the super coochie. It is all yours, all right? Stay right there. Hold on a second. I've got to get going. I've got Tammy and Amanda and Angela on. Tammy, welcome to the show. What's your story? Oh, Jake, are you talking to Tammy?
There we go.
Hold on. Jake's running in here. Yes, sir. Yes, what's going on?
I was just talking to her, and I think she's on the line. But see, talk to her and see if you can pick her up. But she's
not
answering.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Tammy?
Yes.
Hey, you got to pay attention. You're freaking Jake out.
Hello.
Hey, pay attention. You're freaking Jake out.
Sorry.
Are you too crazy to play the game?
It's Wednesday, so no.
Are you crew crazy? Because I can't. Don't screw me today.
Huh?
Oh, boy. Jake? She's off.
I was at work and I had to like set my phone down a second. I'm good.
Okay, so you have a real. You have a real job.
I have a real job.
Don't tell me where. I don't want you to get in trouble. But what do you do?
I pay medical claims.
Okay, you're okay. All right. Well, that takes a certain amount of uncrazy.
Yes.
All right. I'm just trying to get a gauge on your time. Now, tell me about yourself.
I am 47. I have been married. It will be 9 years next week. I have a bullet and a useless vibrator.
Wow, you got nothing. You got waited till you were 38 to get married or so?
No, I got divorced and remarried.
Oh, I see. How long was the first marriage?
12 years.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. And what happened there?
He thought he was God and I did not.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
You had to leave him on account of illness. You were effing sick of him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Religious differences.
Yep. I got you. I got you. All right, Miss Tammy, you stay right there. I feel you.
Okay.
All right. Amanda's going to play too. Amanda, welcome to the show. What's your story?
I'm 43. I'm single, trying to date, but you know, you men these days just aren't.
What seems to be the problem? I mean, you seem to have all the correct components that men are looking for.
Well, you know, they just want one thing anymore. And well, they've got about, I don't know, 3-4 different girlfriends on the side, or they're hung up on an ex, you know?
Yeah, well, listen, men are worthless, and you know that. Why don't you just try?
Yeah, they're good for one thing.
That's right.
About it.
Lifting heavy stuff. That's about it.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a son for that.
Right? Right? And he'll probably mow the lawn and paint your house if you had to have it done.
Exactly.
You don't need it. You just need a killer vibrator. You don't need a dude.
There we go. Well, that's what I'm trying to get today.
Or a sweet girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I like mine to be outies, not innies. But
yeah, listen, have you ever tried a girl?
No, not really.
Everything you just said about everything you just said about a guy you don't like, girls do not do.
Yeah, but girls can be big old witches. I mean, I know.
That's
one myself.
That's true. No, you're
good.
It's true.
I can't really stand.
All right. I got you. All right, Amanda. Listen, I'm just trying to help.
I know. Thank you.
All right, Tammy, Amanda, you stay right there because I got to get one more girl on, then we start the game. Angela, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, good morning. This is Angela. I am 40, married, been married 20 years. I've got a few dildos, a few vibrators, and I have had a girlfriend. She should try it. I'm telling you, it's fun, and you don't have to have, like, she doesn't have to talk. Like, just be like, hi, my name, you know, get to know them a little bit. And then just, you know, girls are so much different. She should try just one time, maybe two, because the first time's a little awkward. So much fun.
Yeah. And how long have you been? Do you keep the same girlfriend for a while?
Oh, no. They're crazy. No. You got to rotate them. Or maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But, yeah, no, not the same one. They get clingy really quick. So just.
You talk like you're sending me short texts. It's freaking me out. Yeah, no. Hey, they're crazy. I love you.
Sorry.
I bet you're super fun in bed.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, my husband's been with me for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's a level of crazy that I admire. I like you. Angela, you stay there. Amanda, you stay there. Tammy, you stay there because it's time to play. The closest to the actual manufacturer suggested. Retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies.
Our item up for bid today is the Princess Heat of Spinning Thruster Vibe from Nast Toys.
I'll run through it. Ho, ha, spin, ha, thrust. Got it.
The Princess is a 7-function vibe featuring 2 powerful motors. It has a spinning tickler wheel for clitoral stimulation. Thrusting and rotating action for added penetration. Plus, it heats up.
I said it's getting hot.
It's so hot in here. My head is cramping.
And did I mention that it spins?
Sit and spin, sit and spin. Kids, you flop, you sit and spin.
And so does Mommy.
Mommy, Mommy.
Daddy doesn't even get to touch Mommy for a very, very long time.
It's the Princess Heat Up Spinning Thrusting 7-Function Vibe from Nast Toys. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Yeah, this is one of those boxes, you know, is special because it's got the little magnet cardboard cover, and then you go, ooh, let's open this up. Oh, and there's a see-through window.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a top shelf there.
Yep. That's a heat-up spinning thruster. That's quite a doodad. Wow. Oh, this is going to get weird, because that looks like a paddle wheel.
Yep.
Oh.
So, you know what I'm talking about? Like on the old-timey... Like Steamboat Arabia.
Yes, yes.
You know that the old timey boats would go up the river
mm-hmm.
with a paddle wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's got one where the clitoral stimulation starts.
Yeah, it
then
does.
You got your sit. You got your dildo vibrator wrinkler thing here.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea which way you turn this goddamn
top
thing off.
Top button that there that does the vibrator. And the
oh, there's your wiggler.
That, oh wow.
So your wiener goes in a clockwise circle, and it goes in and out. So it's going
busy. Yeah,
in and out and around at the same time.
You can change it.
Trying to. I don't know what button you change.
Same one you just did.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, and then you turn this thing on. Oh, now this guy's going.
Is it vibrate and it's got a spinner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So there's a lot of noises going on, so you guys are going to be able to hear this. There's a wheel going. Can you see the wheel?
Oh, I see it now. That's under the light. Oh.
Basically, this
there's no way you last more than 13 seconds.
And the vibrator, ooh, it's the equivalent of patting your head and rubbing your stomach.
Yes. Yes. That's the vibrator part.
And which, by the way, does it change directions on the clitoris?
No,
don't touch that one. Stop it. That's the wrong button.
No, for that thing on the clitoris, that's
this
the
one starts this.
It does both.
Oh.
The bottom one is heat.
Oh.
It takes like
I don't even know.
2.5-3 minutes to warm up.
So it just looks like it always goes down on the clitoris. I don't know if you're supposed to go up. I've always felt like I was an up guy.
I feel up as well.
Yeah, but it's this one is definitely painting down. Man, you can't stop. You can't even. My finger's stuck underneath the wheel now.
It's not. It doesn't have suction, right?
No. See it? Because you couldn't see
right.
It. Now look at it up close. It's got a wheel of rubber silicone tiny fingers spinning quite fast like a paddle wheel.
I'm like,
yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah.
It's buffing my nail right now, if that says anything.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Yeah, and then, of course, you have the in and out and in a circle, ding dong.
Like it's waving its fingers.
Which no man could
wagging.
Ever.
Wagging. No one can do that.
I would have to have a grand mal seizure for that.
This thing, though, it gets down on your finger.
But you wouldn't put your clitoris in that part, would you?
No, I'm just holding it right now.
Yeah, trying
to hold it to get all angles on it.
Do you feel like that's something good?
Oh, no, this is magic. And it's black and goes with everything.
Yeah.
So you did real good on this one.
Yeah, so you, and my mom would love it. Do you think the down motion is a problem?
I don't know. Because, normally there's a suck motion or
if a dude were there.
I don't think that's bad.
I can only compare
at all
what I would do. And I've always felt like it was more of a... you know, top of the tongue, not the bottom of the tongue motion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I switch around, but you know what I mean.
I would say the same thing, yes.
Ladies,
hey, it
as
can't
you can
hurt
tell,
nothing.
Listen, just put it in yourself, for God's sake, Tammy. What would you pay for such an item?
It's nice.
Me? $114.99.
Tammy, $114.99. All right. Amanda?
$69.99.
I see what you did there. Finally, Angela, who does like girls.
What was the first bid?
$114.
I'm going to go $115.
See what you're doing. Let's see if it pays off. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$82.99.
Woo! And Amanda, who has almost nothing at home.
Oh, you don't even know what's going down tonight.
You just jumped up to the Lexus, my friend. Didn't you say you had a busted vibrator?
Well, one of them's broke. My favorite one, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
You got a new favorite.
This is a heat-up spinning thruster with genuine wheel doodads.
So. My panties are wet right now just thinking about it.
God bless you and your panties.
You're going to be riding down the Missouri.
You hold on a second, Amanda. I got to get Tammy and Angela handled, ladies. I'm going to make sure that you guys get something good. Your choice, you want to go to professional face punching at Cable Dahmer, or would you like to go to a haunted trail?
Haunted Trail. No Jackal?
Yeah, Jackal if you want.
Absolutely Jackal.
All right, Jackal, December 17th at the Midland. And who is that? Who is that?
Tammy.
All right, Tammy, what about you, Angela?
I will take Exile, please.
All right, Exile Trail of Terrors for you, Angela, and you, Miss Tammy. I've got you hooked up for the Jackal family reunion.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, you stay right there. Hold on. All right, I got to thank our friends at Moonlight.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With two locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.